Congressman Burns of Wisconsin.
Thank you, Eddie.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. I thought that you were very constructive yesterday, and I appreciate so much your helping on the hearings and reporting that tax bill. And Stan was well over on the floor, and I think that it had a lot of problems with it. We kind of had to backtrack. We all of us hated to have to ask for any taxes, but
well, I understand
that. Ask for more, and I'm glad that I could deal with a patriot and a person who put his country first, and I want you to know that I recognize it, and I thank you for it.
Well, I appreciate your call, Mr. President.
Well, you...
I think it does give us, though, all of us have to be concerned about, so there's a sort of a little warning, I think, to all of us in this situation yesterday, you know.
Well, I think it...
We've got a funny temper up here right now.
We've got to face up to some of these things down the road, and we just don't know how bad they're going to be.
That's right.
But any time you have to do something one day and then do the opposite the next, it always creates problems.
Oh, sure.
And that was a problem we had with the telephone and with car. And I thought under the circumstances, I got a little better deal than one could expect. Normally, you'd expect the car people just raise hell, and the telephone people could have turned things upside down.
Oh, yeah.
The children.
No, they were very good in this whole thing, I think.
You could have wrecked it just by lifting your little finger. And I thought I got a better deal than the good Lord was on my side yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, we do have tense things, and we do have problems ahead. There's a lot of frustrations going on. Our Vietnam thing, none of us know what the answer is.
Yeah.
But anyway, it could have been so bad having to reverse yourself on telephones and other things that the way it came out, I was mighty grateful. But I was particularly grateful that had a man like you on that committee, and I'll try to show it.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.